Tech scientists continue to work on developing accessible artificial intelligence for self-driving cars or electronic personal assistants. But art, well, that's another matter altogether because it's deeply subjective and reliant on that most human of feelings, emotions.
Philosophically, I think it's an interesting question to ask, what can we model with computers?
Panos Akleoptas is a PhD candidate at Stanford's Computer Science Department.
Namely, if computers can tell you that they feel in a certain way and furthermore explain to you the why, then they get a very human-centric point of expressing themselves.
So he set out to see if that was even doable. His project took some 81,000 paintings and asked 6,500 participants to choose the dominant emotion the painting brought out in them. The information was used to train artificial intelligence, which it then presented with paintings and asked what they evoked.
You can say to the AI, look at the Mona Lisa and express something sad about that painting, and then maybe you will pick up on the color of the garment that Mona Lisa has, and will tell you that it is like dark and has such, it creates negative associations.
Akleoptas admits there are limits to what AI can do with art.
You look at Mona Lisa and perhaps you do not know how to decode or understand its facial expression.
And while maybe AI can decode this, what it can't do yet is something that's decidedly human.
That sometimes they might lack the flavorness or soulfulness of the human.
And finally, what's the point of an artificially intelligent art critic?
Let's think that you are a painter and you are creating something, and at the process of doing it, you can query this AI system and tell it, how do you feel about it right now? How does it look to you? Why? You get that explanation, and this acts as a feedback loop, which enables you now to steer your generation in a certain way.
Rebecca Corral, KCBS.